You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The programs that are broadcast on your public radio station are made possible by many individual members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, where the East Texas Neuroscience Center offers a full range of neurological treatment for headaches, back pain, strokes, seizures, and memory disorders. Taking a customized approach for your unique pain, information is on the web at easttexasneuroscience.com. The late commentator Archie MacDonald always set up the Thanksgiving holiday with a commentary about gratitude. I always looked forward to what he had to say around Thanksgiving, and so we'll take time to do just that, pause and give thanks for all we hold dear.
For what will you feel grateful next Thursday? Conducting a review of my gratitudes, it is pretty obvious how self-centered I am. All of them seem to benefit yours truly a great deal more than others. Let me show you what I mean. It is obvious that I am the greater beneficiary in my 54-year marriage to Judy Barrett. She is the one who worked to support us while I gigoloed my way through two graduate schools, did the heavy lifting in the raising of our sons, and still carries the load of keeping our family functioning. So I contribute a paycheck and kill spiders and roaches now and then. Big deal. You would think I saved her life or something. And who came out on the better side of the deal with those boys? I got to play catch and go camping and on picnics and wiener roasts and rest in sleeping bags in the mountains of Colorado well beyond the usual time for grown men to see such pleasures. One of them is gone now, and I think of him daily. Sometimes I even see him driving the car next to me or waiting to cross the street, wearing that ubiquitous ball cap. I am fairly ashamed I did not tell him how much I loved him often enough, as if there is ever often enough. Despite the pain, I am grateful we knew each other, and I'm the better for it. It also makes me cherish his brother, who yet blesses our lives. I have also benefited far beyond measure from my association with Stephen F. Austin State University for 50 years. Why, 7 presidents and as many or more vice presidents and deans have actually paid me money to have fun teaching and writing and talking, about history mostly, but now lately about philosophy or whatever crosses my mind in these commentaries. And here I ought to throw in Catherine Frazier, Cy Sykes, and Kermit Poling, managers of Red River Radio, for letting me have 5 minutes of a Friday morning for these follies. And for editors Adam Giblin, Kate Archer Kent, and Bill Beckett for making me sound coherent and sometimes even purposeful. And of course, I can't forget you. Without you, there wouldn't be much point to this. Without Judy, my family, my jobs, and my friends, not much point to any of it. So thanks, all of you, for letting me take advantage of you for so long.
When Dr. Archie MacDonald wrote this commentary last year, he requested that it be set to music, and he said, pick a hymn about giving thanks. So we arrived at this instrumental version of Now Thank We All Our God.